At the end of the day, good, strong, enduring, loving, supportive relationships aren't just essential to our survival, but they're also what make us whole. They, in a sense, complete us. Yet so many relationships these days appear to be disintegrating. How healthy are your relationships? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Have you ever noticed how it's the little things that can make such a powerful difference in another person's life? Sadly, something you see time and time again these days are parents of young children who think that their job is to make their kids happy. Of course, that's not easy, because often both mum and dad are working these days, and long hours at that. So to compensate, they shower them with gifts, buy them fast food, cater to their every whim and desire, when all along those same children, without even knowing it, would much rather have a hug and their parents' undivided attention. King Solomon was one of the wisest men ever to walk the planet. Amongst many other things, he wrote these wise words. Song of Solomon chapter 2 verse 15. Catch the foxes for us, the little foxes that spoil the vineyard. Our vineyard is now in bloom. Now, that was written in the context of a loving relationship between a husband and wife. But of course, it's true of any relationship, isn't it? It's those little foxes that ruin the vines, the harsh words, the lack of attention, the absence of simple acts of encouragement and kindness, that hug or just a warm smile even. If we leave those things out of our relationships, then pretty soon they grow cold. The vines that were blooming, the vines that were meant to bear abundant fruit, end up barren. So what are the little foxes in your relationships that are gnawing away at the base of the vine? Catch them before they spoil your vineyard. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Listen to me, God wants to bless you. So often we trade diamonds for stones, but God wants to speak his powerful wisdom into our lives so that we can be all that he made us to be. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com, and right there on the homepage, you'll see This Week on TV. You can watch this week's half-hour television message for some more in-depth teaching straight out of God's Word. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.